Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of RP Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. 14 degrees outside this morning. I think we're getting used to it because it just doesn't seem as cold as it did earlier this week.
It's amazing how your perspective changes. You walk outside, 14. Oh, this feels nice. Better than one.
Well, yeah.
Better than one and wind.
Heat wave. It just seems like the difference is so much greater now than it would be if it were the difference between, say, 65 and 80.
Yeah.
How's Brett this morning?
No, not too bad this morning.
He can help you adjust the temperature in your life.
Hey, dry throats, woodwork cracking and splitting, shocks when you touch something metal are all signs of dryness in your home or office. Our tight-built homes dry out in the wintertime with our furnaces running all the time. At Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we can give you the cure. All-house humidification is very possible and fairly inexpensive. With a healthy climate humidifier, every time your furnace fan comes on, you will be putting back that moisture to keep everything comfortable and good shape. Give us a call to get out of the desert at 243-1512 in Atlantic and at 755-3286 in Harlan.
I static shocked something the other day wearing gloves.
Well,
that's dry.
That is dry.
That's dry.
Yeah. You know, you got to watch the electronics when you do that stuff because you can just blow things out with an electronics with a static shock. It don't take much to blow something
up. No. Yeah. And sometimes folks are surprised by that too. You think that, you know, to do something to that TV or stereo in your home, it would take a lightning strike.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And it doesn't.
It can be real simple.
Just a simple
computers.
Simple static shock sometimes can be all it takes to knock something out of whack. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot. excuse me, a little frog in my throat this morning. One of the things that folks like to do this time of the year is to get out and maybe take care of some of that outside work. Now, perhaps not when it's 14 degrees, but when it gets maybe just a little bit warmer, and it will here in a few days, folks like to get outside and do a little bit of that tree trimming and stuff, get some of that work taken care of. There are all kinds of different reasons that people might want to trim trees. It might be for looks. It might be for the health of the tree. It might have a dead branch you want to get rid of. Might be safety issues or concerns. Might be a branch that's kind of growing too far over the top of the house or something. Maybe you want to get rid of that. A lot of different reasons that people will go out and do that. Many times folks will think, oh, it's not that tough. I've got a chainsaw in the garage. I can do that myself. Well, sure you can. But if you don't know exactly what you're doing, it can be a little bit tough. I noticed the Tree Care Industry Association threw a couple of articles out this recently here. And one of them talks about do-it-yourselfers and deaths, because it actually happens more frequently than you think. They said that there were 47 civilian tree care accidents reported by the media in 2012. 25 of those accidents were fatal, and the average age of the victims was only 61 years old. And that they say this is a stark reminder of the inherent dangers for someone who's attempting to do their own tree care or tree removal. And it's a concern just because there's so many issues involved and so many things that you can overlook, thinking I've got this powerful chainsaw in my hand, I just do that and away we go. It's not always the easiest thing in the world. It's one of the most dangerous jobs in the U.S., whether you're pruning large limbs or knocking down an entire tree, or especially if you happen to be thinking that, I'm going to get up in that tree and I'm going to stand on this branch and cut down that branch. Things can happen very quickly if you really don't know much about what you're doing. Major causes of accidents when you're trimming trees, when we trim trees, not the professionals, would be knocking down trees with a chainsaw, because it looks pretty easy on reality TV. You know, you can watch one of those off channels and see all kinds of things. But actually, it's real easy to get it wrong. Two-thirds of the time, the victim was struck by the tree when it fell in an unexpected direction. Directional tree felling with a chainsaw requires a high level of competency, and a little bit of experience would help along those lines, too. And sometimes we just don't get that right. Three homeowners were killed due to a phenomenon known as barber chair. That's when forces acting on the tree cause it to split and then kick back violently before it can be completely cut. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Three do-it-yourselfers were killed when trees near the one that they were cutting fell on them, likely due to the movement of the tree that was being cut down. And, you know, the thought of cutting with a chainsaw from a ladder makes even a professional cringe. So it's maybe easy to lose one's balance, cut the branch. The cut branch typically will fall straight down. We all learn gravity, right? It falls straight down, and it can hit the ladder with a lot of force, and it doesn't take much to get you into some tough situations. So tree care without proper training or equipment is sometimes asking for trouble. They say the consumers contemplating tree work themselves should assess the risk for attempting the work, and high-risk indicators include all the things you would expect. Using a chainsaw would increase your risk. Working off of the ground, standing on one limb to trim another, perhaps. Cutting off heavy branches, the heavier the branch, the tougher it can be. Knocking down any tree, if a full tree at all, is always difficult. And using any unfamiliar machinery, like platforms, lifts, brush chippers, different types of things, can all be things that can pop up that could cause a little bit of extra issues with regard to safety. Now, that's for do-it-yourselfers, and you're thinking, okay, well, you should hire the professionals because they always get it right. Well, you know, there are plenty of occupational tree care accidents as well. Last year, especially up in the Northeast, there were quite a few instances of need for tree care. That's because of things like Hurricane Sandy that hit the Northeast last year. But the Tree Care Industry Association, they said they reviewed 128 occupational tree care accidents that were reported in 2012, and of those, 84 of them were fatal, and the average age of the deceased was 43. The average age of the serious accident victim was 38 years old. So even if you think you're still young and strong and can withstand anything, sometimes accidents happen. But that was a significant contributing cause, was that Hurricane Sandy. 6 out of the 10 fatalities that occurred between November 1st and December 31st were storm work related, and they occurred in places like Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. At the fatal accidents, some of the largest ones that happened, 19 of them were electrocutions. That's another issue you need to kind of watch for when you're out there doing any pruning, tree trimming, and what have you. So watch the power lines up there, too, and where's this going to fall? 6 different victims were electrocuted through conductive tools that they were using. Also, 5 victims made direct contact with conductors. 2 of them were on the ground and touched uninsulated vehicles. And in one case, a crane load line made contact with the primary conductor, energizing the ground around the crane, and the worker died when he touched a detached chipper that was 20 feet away from the crane. Electricity is a funny thing to play with. It couldn't be determined how 5 of those victims made contact, and the average age of the person who was electrocuted was 44. Of the 16 victims who were struck by trees, 6 of them were fallers. 4 other were other crew members who were close by, and they couldn't determine when what the other 6 were doing at the time of the accidents. But in all but one instance, it was the tree being removed that actually killed the worker, and the average age of those victims was 45. The 13 struck by tree limb fatalities didn't have enough detail, really, to analyze that, but they said the same of the 12 people who fell from trees that died in accidents because they fell from trees. In 2 instances, the tree failed while the climber was in it. So everybody came down at once. But there were 9 fall from aerial lift accidents that were fatal. 4 of those were equipment failure. 1 other was a tip over, and the others they don't have any clear details about. But you know, you start looking at some of those numbers and things, and even for the professionals who know what they're doing and have a lot of experience in doing those things, can encounter situations where it cannot be always the easiest and safest thing in the world. So if you have designs on getting out there, you know, trees are bare this time of the year. That's one part. And, of course, the other reason folks want to get out this time of the year and do this type of work is largely because the ground is solid. You know, you're not going to do a tremendous amount of damage if you're knocking down big tree limbs. If you have to get a lift or a ladder or something out there, you're not going to do a lot of damage to your yard at this point. So a lot of folks will get out and do those types of things this year. Boy, if you are, be careful. Doesn't sound like the most enjoyable thing in the world, does it?
Yeah. Another thing to think about, no leaves to clean up this time of year either.
That's true, too. That's true, too. I tell you, it's nerve-wracking. I mean, when you don't have a lot of experience doing that, I've done a little bit of that out in different places, too, where, you know, I don't use a chainsaw for a living. It's just something you go out and do once in a while, just knocking down a limb or two here and there. And in one instance, I had to knock a tree down. And, you know, you're just nervous the entire time you're doing it. Boy, I'm going to wedge it out on this side. This is where I want it to fall. You just hope and pray that it does. It's not always the easiest thing, especially when you're out there by yourself. not simple. So be careful if you're doing those kinds of things this time of the year. Even the professionals get into situations sometimes they don't want to be in. Turn things back over to Brad. He'd like to tell you more about the professionals down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
When Camblin Plumbing and Heating says duct cleaning, we mean thorough duct cleaning. We use a process that can clean your air ducts that both pulls and pushes debris away and out of your ductwork. Most systems only push the buildup dirt, mold, and debris. This leaves a lot of residue. We promise that your ductwork will be clean when your house is done. If you are an allergy sufferer in your home, they deserve to have this service performed to help them lead a more comfortable life. And one day we can have your home distributing better and cleaner air. We can also offer an additive that can alleviate any future molds or mildews and another additive to help with offensive odors caused by dirty ductwork. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286 to get more information and schedule an appointment. The thought of the day today comes to us from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's easier to pull than to push, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.